Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. I heard this wonderful vocalist, Catherine Russell. As soon as I heard her, I knew she had to be a guest on Piano Jazz. She's a child of jazz royalty. Her father was the musical director for Louis Armstrong, and her mother is bassist Carlene Ray. I asked John Webber to sit in and talk to Catherine Russell. John, take it away.
Thanks, Marion. Kat, welcome to Piano Jazz.
Thank you, John. It's great to be here.
I want to ask you about something. I was going to wait a while for this, but I think I cannot. It would probably loom heavily on my mind if I didn't ask you about it first. I don't know anybody else who has a home movie of Louis Armstrong picking me up and hugging me. I can't even imagine. Tell me about this movie and where how this came to be.
I was 4 years old. And as I understand it, he was having an engagement party at his house in Queens that is now the museum. I was the only child there. I do remember that. And my parents brought me. Everybody was having a great time, you know, and I didn't really have anybody else to play with or whatever. And at one point, he decided that, you know, he was just time to pick me up. And I think my dad probably, those photos come actually from home movies that my dad took. So that he probably said, hey, Lou, you know, take this. And he went to pick me up and I thought, oh, no, you know, I really don't want this to be happening right now, but I can't embarrass my parents.
I hear in your music just a genuine respect and a love for the kind of music that your mom and dad very likely played when you were growing up.
My father's music actually was some of the first music I ever remember hearing in the house, along with classical music and American Songbook and so many other things. But the first tune I remember of his was New Call of the Freaks. And I thought, even as a little kid, I thought, wow, they're having a really good time. That sounds like it swings. And I didn't know what to call it then, but I just thought the arrangements really stuck out and they were very exciting before I knew anything about the period or anything, you know, before I'd even researched it, you know. It just took me in because, and the lyric is, you know, take out the can, here comes the garbage man. I mean, who writes, you know, so and I remember putting the needle back on that song over and over again. And then, you know, tunes like Jersey Lightning and other tunes just grab me because of the excitement of the arrangements.
I do notice that a lot of the tunes that you do sing are off on the side street of American popular music. In other words, you're not just covering the tunes, you're kind of really uncovering them in a lot of ways because you do a tune from Bella of the 90s, as I recall. Well, I only knew, I think A Good Man's Hard to Find and My Old Flame from that movie.
Right.
But there's more. You've recorded one that I'd never heard before.
The Troubled Waters, actually, I was listening. I was digging through Duke Ellington collection and came across that tune sung by Ivy Anderson. And it just grabbed me. The chord changes of the tune and the lyric just grabbed me. And then I went and looked it up and researched it and found that Mae West, you know, had sung the tune in the movie right after she had asked her maid to pray for her. You know, the maid was going to a revival meeting. So it's actually a great scene. She's standing on the balcony just singing this, lamenting, you know, the trouble that she got into with these men or whatever, you know. But when you listen to the lyric, it can mean many different things.
Yes. And as I recall, it was kind of a scandalous moment. Mae West, she asked for the Duke Ellington band and for a white singer to have a African-American band. Just nobody did that in 1934.
Yes.
And she was powerful enough that the studio just said, give her what she wants.
Yes, yes. And what a blessing, you know.
Truly.
And you know, the other part of that is that she actually had a good relationship with her maid. With the lady that played her maid, so that was different too. You know, they were two women. They weren't, you know, it wasn't like a status thing. So
yeah, You know, I would love to hear you perform Troubled Waters, but I think we need to bring Mark Shane into the picture.
Excellent.
Tell me about Mark Shane.
I was seeking a pianist who played more in the vintage style of jazz and stride and so forth, and I was introduced to Mark Shane. I had been aware of him for many years, but was introduced to him as someone who might want to work with me. And the first tune that we played together, we looked at each other and we said, we can do this.
Yeah. Here's Troubled Waters.
I'm gonna drown in those troubled waters. They're creeping round my soul. They're way beyond control. And they'll wash my sins away before the morning. They say I'm one of the devil's daughters. They look at me with scorn. Never hear that horn. I'll be underneath the water, judgment morning. Oh Lord, am I to blame? Must I hang my head in shame? If people go round scandalizing my troubled waters, they're creeping round my soul. They're way beyond my control, and they'll wash my sins away before the morn. Control. and they'll wash my sins away before the morn.
Wow, Kat, that was a great Troubled Waters.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And I thought I knew every tune by Arthur Johnston and Sam Coslow, but that's one you don't hear that very often.
No, I was listening to a Duke Ellington compilation, and that song just jumped right out at me. I think it's just a beautiful song.
Yeah, and, you know, I noticed this about your recordings. A lot of the tunes that you choose to do, I mean, many vocal records would just feature a dozen or so familiar standards, maybe one oddity, neglected tune thrown in. And I understand that it's a pretty safe strategy, but you, on the other hand, you choose a lot of tunes from under-recognized composers or lesser-done songs that are off on a side street someplace, and rather than play it safe with the repertoire that most people recognize, what is it that draws you to these tunes that people have neglected for 60, 70 years sometimes?
Part of the fun of doing the research is finding these hidden gems, you know, that may not have been heard for so long. And I think besides the fact that when I hear a rendition of a very popular thing, part of me kind of says, oh, okay, that's that person's rendition of, you know, something that I've heard a lot. And I would love to just uncover some of these other gems and bring them into the forefront. And besides the fact that establishing yourself as a solo artist, you know, then makes it a little bit easier in a way to for people not to kind of tune out, you know. So you're establishing yourself as well as establishing, bringing back lesser known tunes, you know, and making them hopefully popular today. So
see, I like that when you say you're going to uncover it. I mean, most people say, well, I'm going to cover this song. You're actually uncovering them because nobody has done them. Like We the People, you did. That was a, 1938 number, Fats Waller, Ethel Waters, maybe?
Yes, and it's another Andy Razaf tune, which he wrote so many hits that I just discovered this listening to a Fats Waller compilation.
Well, I would love to hear We the People.
Let's do it.
Plenty of dancing. We the people gotta have rhythm and song. Yeah, we the people gotta have singing, plenty of swinging. Please the people, and you will never go wrong. We don't give a rap about taxation, no, long as legislators give the nation syncopation. We the people have to keep happy, have to keep snappy. We the people gotta have rhythm and song. Plenty of dancing. We the people gotta have rhythm and song. Yeah, we the people gotta have singing, plenty of swinging. Please the people, and you will never go wrong. We don't give a rap about taxation, no, long as legislators give the nation syncopation. We the people have to be happy, have to keep snappy. We the people gotta have rhythm and song.
That was a great We the People. I love that.
Thank you so much.
Got to hear that. I bet a lot of people are going to start covering that. I'm going to start playing that song.
It's a happy tune, but it's kind of relevant to the times, to any times, you know. So
it is. It is. The title track of your album, Inside This Heart of Mine, is another Fats Waller number that I enjoy. You do such a beautiful job on your record. I'd love to hear you sing that.
Excellent. Thank you.
Outside it's sunny, but in this heart of mine, the world is gloomy, the sun refused to shine. I've done the best that I could do. All for you, now we're through. Sunshine brings danger inside this heart of mine. Blue skies taunt me, memories haunt me. You don't want me. Let me be alone and have my cry. Outside it's sunny, but that's a real bad sign. Love is a stranger inside this heart of mine. Skies taunt me, memories haunt me. You don't want me. Let me be alone and have my cry. Outside it's sunny, but that's a real bad sign. Oh, love is a stranger inside this heart of mine. Inside this heart of mine.
Wow, Kath, that was a beautiful, beautiful version of Inside This Heart of Mine.
Thank you so much, John.
You know, Fats Waller, people forget that he wrote these nice, pretty ballads as well as those Burnin' Stride numbers.
Right. That is what really drew me to this tune, you know. And his version, there's still humor in it. So that also is what drew me, because it's not feeling sorry for himself in the way that he can't laugh at himself, too. So that's I just enjoy listening to the original as well.
That was glorious.
Thank you.
Well, there's more coming up with Catherine Russell. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm John Weber, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Kat, you're a big fan of Maxine Sullivan's.
A big fan of Maxine Sullivan's. And my friend Chuck Foles actually loaned me an LP of hers, which I just love. You know, the beautiful songs on there, including Too Many Tears, which is a gorgeous song. And one called As Long As I Live, which I keep being drawn to Harold Arlen material. So this sentiment just speaks to me.
I would love to hear you do. Well, actually, I want to find out, did you ever give that record back to Chuck Foltz?
No, I still have it.
Good
he
for
let
you.
Me hold on to it.
Good for you. Okay, here is As Long As I Live by Kat Russell.
As long as I live. Yeah, maybe I can't give you diamonds and things like I want to. Long as I promise you, baby, I'm gonna want you as long as I live. I never cared, but now I'm scared. I won't live long enough. That's why I wear my rubbers when it rains and eat an apple every day, then see the doctor anyway. What if I can't live to love you as long as I want to? Long as I promise you, baby, I'm gonna love you as long as I live. Yeah, yeah.
Wow, Kat, that was a great As Long As I Live.
Thank you so much. Now, you know, I know there's more than one pianist in this studio, and I would love to hear you play a tune.
I would love to play a tune of Marion's, actually.
Excellent.
This is titled A Delicate Balance.
John, that was absolutely beautiful.
Well,
just beautiful. A beautiful song and beautifully played.
Thank you. You can't miss with Marion McPartland's material.
You really can't. But you're a lovely pianist. I really enjoyed that.
Thank you. Well, I'm having a great time with Catherine Russell and Mark Shane. You can find artist information, set lists, and more on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. I'm John Weber, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Thank you. Kat, I understand when you were a kid, for your birthday, your mom took you to see somebody extraordinary. Tell me how that affected that experience affected you as a musician.
I went to see Alberta Hunter at the Cookery. And I don't know, I don't remember how Mom decided, because I was raised, my mother took me to see everybody. Betty Carter, I saw Thelonious Monk, Stanley Turrentine, Rahsaan Roland Kirk, along with opera stars, you know, Grace Bunbury, Leontine Price. We went to see Leonard Bernstein's Young People's Concerts, and all of these different things, you know. And when I saw Alberta Hunter, she was in her 80s at that point. Beautiful legs. She was a beautiful woman, very attractive woman. And she made everybody, she sang to every individual in the room. So I didn't know how it was going to affect me later as a performer, but that is what I took away from that, and she just had the best time. She just sang the blues. She sang the blues when she was a young woman, and she just kept singing those blues, you know, into her, you know, late 80s. And this one of the times that Mom took me, she said, "Where have you been?" And I thought, nah, she didn't remember me. But I think she was probably just happy that young people were coming, because she could see how excited I was about it, you know. But, you know, she made me feel good that night, because I thought, wow, she really does remember me. Probably not, but it was fun.
Well, you obviously worked some Alberta numbers into your repertoire.
Yes. I actually went and researched a bunch of her early things that she recorded in the 20s. And so one of them is My Old Daddy's Got a Brand New Way to Love, which I thought was so funny.
Oh, I'd love to hear that. I want to hear you do that.
Okay, we'll do that one.
Here's Catherine Russell with Mark Shane performing My Old Daddy.
My Old Daddy's Got a Brand New Way to Love.
It's got a brand new way to love. I love it.
Who wants me to change my name? I know a man in Bammy who calls me Little Dove, but none of them ain't in it when it comes to making love. 'Cause my old daddy's got a brand new way to love. Yeah, my old daddy's got skin like a silken glove. Oh, my pretty papa, so easy to handle. Not another man holds a candle. My old daddy has set a pace. Can't know what the man take his place. My old daddy's got a brand new way to walk. My old daddy's got a nice line of baby talk. Well, he makes more love than he has ever made. He thinks I'm the leader of a big parade. My old daddy's got a brand new way to love. Thank you. even kept the London Bridge from falling down. My old daddy's got a brand new way to love.
Wow, my old daddy's got a brand new way to love. That is sensational. It's beautiful. And where did Mike Jackson wrote this? Who's Mike Jackson? Where did you find him?
He also played the piano, I think, on that track. And I sent for pretty much everything that Alberta Hunter recorded back in the 20s and just combed through that catalog. And I found that tune and I thought, that's funny. That's, you know, it made me laugh. So, and her version is really fun. Everything she recorded was fun to me, so.
And she continued to do this well into her 80s.
Yes, I mean, I think it's amazing that the same material, the same blues that she was singing in the 20s, she continued to sing, you know, in her 80s, and she sounds pretty much the same. It's incredible.
You know, I've got to point out something about your ability as a composer and arranger and band leader and a multi-instrumentalist and a historian and an educator yourself. You've done all these things, and I've barely scratched the surface of it, as well as a spectacular vocalist, obviously, your main instrument, although you do play some mandolin. And
I play mandolin. I used to play in string bands, and the first mandolin I played was my grandfather's mandolin, so it was already in the house.
It's beautiful, and there's such tremendous variety in your accompaniment from tune to tune on your record, because you go from, you know, thanks to Mark Shane and obviously Matt Munisteri, your guitarist, I didn't even notice it happening. It's just all of a sudden there's a tuba. Wait a second, that's Howard Johnson. What's he? And I just love you. You went from Fats Waller and his rhythm, and there's some Django Grappelli hot jazz club stuff. There's Patsy Cline's rhythm section. I want to thank you for writing country tunes.
A lot of people would think differently, but I loved Patsy Cline. I thought she was one of a kind. No one else sings. And it's not even that she was a country artist. It's what she did with a tune. So if you don't ever like country music, you can listen to Patsy Cline and she will grab you right through the vinyl. I mean, she does that to me as a vocalist.
Yeah, and I think a lot of jazz people forget that roots music has crossed paths with jazz a number of different times. I mean, notably, you know, Les Paul and Mary Ford are doing
Absolutely.
Their thing in the 50s. And certainly in the stuff that you do from the 20s when there's this Mississippi Delta one-chord blues stuff that just sounds beautiful, and it sounds current. Somehow it sounds cool, and it sounds, you know.
I think that those things are timeless. That's why, you know, the roots of all music, all the beginnings of music, they're all mixed in. There were violins, mandolins, accordions, and all that music. And it is timeless to me, to my ear.
Now, Kat, you've worked for years with distinction as a side person, with many fine acts who happen to be immensely popular, such as Steely Dan and David Bowie and Paul Simon and Roseanne Cash and Al Green.
Cyndi Lauper. And
Jay Giles.
And
Madonna.
Well, Madonna I work with in the studio, actually.
Yeah. Well, see, you're a stronger person than me. I would be so seduced by the glamorous, you know, paparazzi dodging life of the pop icon sideman experience. I think it would be a challenge for me to maintain my personal identity. But for you, you managed to do it wonderfully. And you've, on a standard, say, like The Late Late Show.
The Late Late Show, I am a big fan of Dakota Staton, which is why I was inspired to record that tune. And then one of the producers had an idea to put a pedal steel on it, you know, just to make it a little bit different. Just put a because we love country music. The thing about all of those different gigs is it's about the music first, and all of those artists that I've worked with are able to, in a large venue, still be intimate with the audience. So this is what I've taken away from all of those people.
Well, you're a great band leader, and you've obviously taken a lot from your incredible experiences and as a side person to all these famous artists. I would love to hear you perform The Late Late Show.
Let's do it.
Is cozy in the park tonight. When you cuddle up and hold me tight, stars above, they seem to know we're putting on the Late Late Show. Hear the crazy music in the trees, see the flowers dancing in the breeze. Old man Moon begins to glow, he's joining in the Late Late Show. Birds that should be dreaming start to sing in a song, while fireflies are gleaming. We kiss, kiss all night long, then we amble back to my front door, say goodnight and then we kiss some more. Guess you know I like you so. It started at the Late Late Show. That should be dreaming stop to sing a song, while the fireflies are gleaming. We kiss, kiss all night long, then we amble back to my front door, say goodnight and then we kiss some more. Guess you know I like you so. It started out late, 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 the late, late, at the Late Late Show.
Beautiful tune. Excellent, excellent rendition. I love it.
Thank you.
Swinging. I never knew if that was, guess you know I love you. Or I like you, comma, so is it I like you so?
I like you so.
It's how cute.
I know. That's what drew me to the tune.
I like you so. That's very sweet. Well, there's more music in a minute with Catherine Russell and Mark Shane. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. I'm John Weber, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Kat, you certainly are a music historian. I learned something today. I learned that Jimmy Van Heusen teamed up with a gentleman named Eddie...
DeLange.
DeLange, everybody. I thought it was DeLange first 49 years of my life. Now I know it's Eddie DeLange. And they wrote a number of songs together in the late 30s, including one really beautiful ballad that... I heard Helen Forrest sing it, but I think you heard... who did you hear sing Deep in a Dream?
Frank Sinatra. His rendition from, I believe, in the Wee Small Hours, and I have the recording with me, actually. Basically anything Frank Sinatra sings, I'm attracted to. But the lyric of this song really jumped out at me. It paints such a beautiful picture.
It is very visual. I do enjoy it quite a bit, and I love your version on your record. It would be my immense pleasure to join you.
My pleasure.
On Deep in a Dream.
Dim all the lights and I sink in my chair. The smoke from my cigarette climbs through the air. The walls of my room fade away in the blue, and I'm deep in a dream of you. The smoke makes a stairway for you to descend. You come to my arms, may this bliss never end. For we love anew just as we used to do. When I'm deep in a dream of you, and from the ceiling sweet music comes stealing, we glide through a lover's refrain. You're so appealing that I'm soon revealing my love for you over again. My cigarette burns me, I wake with a start. My hand isn't hurt, but there's pain in my heart. Awake or asleep, every memory I'll keep deep in a dream of you.
Wow, what a pleasure to accompany you.
My pleasure to sing with your accompaniment. So we got to do that more too.
You're fantastic. I love it.
Thank you so much.
And there's a song from 1938, and you have not stopped looking for new tunes as well. I mean, you've done material that's written recently that sounds like it blends thematically in with a lot of the other songs on your record, all of them.
Yes, I listen for, as I say, when I fine tunes, I look for the lyric, I look for a beautiful melody, I look for it to go in unpredictable places harmonically. And I found a tune called November, written by a great songwriter named Paul Kahn, and he's a very prolific songwriter. And so this tune really paints a picture of, for me, of loss, not only of lost love, but the loss of summer, which I'm a very tied to summer person, you know. So November for me is the beginning of winter, and I get very kind of sad at that time of year.
I would love to hear you sing November.
Thank you. November, November, a snowflake is falling. Yes, it's getting quite cold outside, my dear. November, and you're not here. November, a snowflake is calling. Yes, it's getting quite cold outside. November, without you by my side, leaves of golden brown, branches bare, I don't care. Though the weather always breaks this heart beyond repair. November,
we headed for a squall. Snowy little feather, you make all talk seem quite small. November, November, a snowflake is falling. Yes, it's getting quite cold out. Yes, it's getting quite cold outside, my dear. November. You're not here.
That was a very, very beautiful tune, beautifully done by you and Mark.
Thank you so much.
And you proven that there still are great songs being written that fit conceptually in with everything else that you're doing on your record, tunes from the 20s and 30s and 40s. Here's a tune that's written in the
90s,
you know? And, you know, to me, one of my all-time favorite songwriters who wrote in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s was Billy Strayhorn, who wrote those vulnerable, sensitive songs like, you know, Lush Life. And
Lush, like Prelude to a Kiss, yeah. You know, I mean, just incredible songwriting. That's in a class by itself.
And he also wrote those high-powered swinging numbers.
Yeah, Mark Shane actually introduced me to a tune called I'm Checking Out Goombay, and then I realized that I had it in my collection at home, so...
I would love to hear you and Mark play I'm Checking Out Goombay as a closer for our show, because I can't believe this hour is up.
I can't believe it. It's been really a dream come true to do this show, so I thank you so much.
Catherine, we are so grateful. You're just wonderful, wonderful talent, and this is I'm Checking Out Goombay.
Is this Harlem 77711? Hello, John? Is this you? I thought I'd phone you. I hope you ain't sick. But I'm checking out Goombay. Nice to have known you. You were my big kick. I'm checking out Goombay. You tried an old trick. Found a new chick, but I was too slick. I'm in the know, you got to go, the cake is all dough. It's too bad our bliss had to miss out like this. I'm checking out Goombay, yeah! Checking out Goombay. Nice to have known you. You were my big kick. I'm checking out Goombay. You tried an old trick. Found a new chick. I was too slick. I'm in the know. You got to go. The cake is all dough. It's too bad our bliss had to miss out like this. I'm checking out Goombay.
Wow, that was fun. Thanks so much, Catherine.
Thank you, John.
You've been listening to Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz with guest host John Weber and today's guest, Catherine Russell. Join us each week at this time when Piano Jazz brings you outstanding artists for conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, mastering engineer David Mitchell, production coordinator Grant Jackson. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1101 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. To find out more about the artists and music selections heard on Piano Jazz, or to listen to a recent program, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. And the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. This is NPR.